Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Emma Richards of Moving Mountains Mental Health dialing in on the PDQ Door telephone line. You told us we were going to look into men's health, so Paul and I just went out and bought copies of Men's Health, the magazine. Do you see the column in here? You can talk to the Joe the bartender or the girl next door.
Oh, wow.
We love this. Wait, you weren't talking about the magazine, Emma?
No, not exactly. But I mean, if Men's Health had some good articles about men's mental health, that'd be great.
Well, I suppose if you flip through the pages, actually, I recall reading Men's Health. It used to be in the sauna at the gym, and I'm just gonna I'm gonna use some locker room talk, and I'm gonna say this: all guys need sleep, a sandwich, and some sweet lovin', and we're fine.
Maybe. That helps, for sure, I'd say.
Well, okay. You're our LCPC. You tell us, Emma, as June is Men's Health Month, what are we missing?
Yeah, so last month we talked about National Mental Health Awareness, right? And then I think specifically because men are often highly stigmatized when it comes to mental health, they decided to make June specifically Men's Mental Health Awareness Month to highlight some of the things that specifically men struggle with more so, because men actually die four times the rate of women by suicide, and they account for nearly 80% of the suicides that exist in any given year. But we shouldn't talk about that, right? Right?
Cause well, you tell us we should have. You just took the conversation from 0 to 60 in 5 seconds. But
I know.
Why?
But that's why it's important. Why
is it happening?
Well, so the next statistic is only one in four men who are struggling will actually seek help.
It's because we're guys, right? I mean, we don't.
I mean, yeah. I mean, the stigma. There's a stigma. There's a I should handle it. I should be able to handle it. I don't need help. I can do it on my own, right? But I think it's all BS because men are, as we know, human beings. Right? And they have the same human nature and the same human characteristics that all humans have and the same needs, despite the fact that our brain chemistries might be slightly different because of hormones. But the way that people handle and deal with mental health is the same, whether we're a man or a woman. We all experience these brain chemistry things that we have to deal with in a similar manner. Right? And so people keep saying fake it till you make it. And I feel like that's a very sometimes a male thing that I hear more often, that you just fake it till you make it, and I think that's garbage advice. Do you know what I've been saying instead?
What's that?
And people aren't going to like it, necessarily, but what I've been saying is feel it till you heal it.
Feel it till you heal it.
Because fake it till you make it is honestly garbage advice, and that's why people die. Because they pretend, right? They pretend that everything is fine. Robin Williams was a great male example of someone who was clinically very, very depressed and ended up taking his own life. One of the funniest people on the planet. And he took his own life. Because he tried to fake it till he made it, and he didn't. Right? And ended up killing him.
Feel it till you heal it, though, goes against what is eons of, I'm going to say, breeding. We're guys. We're supposed to, yeah. But Paul, we're the hunter-gatherer. You're the hunter, right? Okay, we're the hunter-gatherers. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to. And we're supposed to compartmentalize our feelings.
Maybe. I don't think it's necessary anymore, though. Right? Maybe way back in the day, you had to go out, you had to hunt, you had to do what you had to do to take care of your family, protect, bring back food. But when you get home at the end of the day, if you went out, you hunted, you gathered, and you saw some messed up stuff, you still have to deal with it. And if you don't deal with it, and then you end up dying, how is your family going to be cared for? I think it's a misunderstanding of how you handle it versus pretending like everything is fine and that you're handling it. You could just be handling it a different way.
Emma, let me throw something at you. I can understand that, okay, feel it till you heal it. And I guess I would embrace that. But I don't think any guy wants to do that between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. when they're on the job. I think it has to be segregated for when it's alone time or you're talking with the people that surround you that love you the most. You can express that. You can do that maybe in front of the people. But here's the challenge. We got a lot of broken homes. Not every spouse is as supportive as we would hope. Sometimes there's no one around to share that with because you don't want to share it with your coworkers, your colleagues. You certainly don't want to share it in the locker room at the gym. You share it at home. But the person that you married is not the person that really you can share it with anymore in this day and age.
There has to be, like you said earlier, there has to be intentionality, right? So do you have at least one person? If it's not your spouse, is it your best friend? If it's not your best friend, do you go to therapy? God forbid, go to therapy, right? Have an unbiased person who protects your privacy and your autonomy and just lets you deal with whatever it is you need to deal with, especially if you don't have a supportive partner at home, especially if you don't have a best friend that you feel like you can confide in, right? Where is the intentionality of, yes, I understand that I have all of this stuff that I have to find a way to deal with in order to be the best human, regardless of gender. You need to try to be the best human that you can be. And in order to do that, you have to address your mental health. You know how they say if you don't make time for your wellness, you're going to have to make time for your illness? Mm. Well, men are more likely to die is the other thing. And I know I keep saying that and it keeps going dark, but it's true. I'm really tired of seeing and hearing that 80% of suicides are men. That makes me sad because I feel like there are some really like not crazy things that you could do to better your mental health that aren't far outside of your comfort zone. They might be a little bit outside of your comfort zone, but you take a tiny little step towards how am I going to take care of my mental health, right? And if you're at work and you're like, I have to grind and I have to bust out and I have to, you know, I have to work and I can't, I hear this a lot from men. I can't do the hard mental stuff. I can't do the hard emotional stuff while I'm at work. Okay, but how are you intentionally doing that outside of work? Because if you have to segregate it because that's how you function, then you still have to address it, right? You still have to get sleep, right? All of us need sleep, whether or not you work days, whether you work nights, whether or not you have to stay up late for your kids, whether or not you are pulling double duty because your partner works nights, you still have to sleep. Because if you don't shut down your brain, you're not going to function. You're not going to be able to go to work.
A lot of people are sending us text messages in this conversation. Steve writing to us in all capital letters, she is not wrong. Didn't think she was wrong. A listener, by the way, said, stop playing with the subject. We only opened with play because we wanted to do it that way. But we recognize how serious this is. So serious. In a moment, I want to ask you to share with us some of those things that we can do, some of the things that we should do as men, as we mark June as Men's Mental Health Month with Emma Richards of Moving Mountains Mental Health. But before we do that, I want to read this text message to you, Emma, and I'm going to read it just like it's written. Real men don't kill themselves because they have responsibilities. Only weak men take the easy way out. How do we respond to that person, Emma?
I don't like it. I understand. I've heard that. I've heard it, right? I have heard that sometimes people feel like suicide is the quote-unquote easy way out. But let me tell you this. The brain, or any human brain, is neuroscientifically designed to keep you alive at all costs. That is its only job. Our brain is not designed to keep us happy, make us feel fulfilled, blah, 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 blah. Our brain is designed only to keep you alive. So if something happens where your brain is able to calculate, like, I'm going to take my own life, something very wrong has happened in your brain chemistry that is no longer keeping you safe, which to me is you need to address that. That's like any other illness. Right? Any other disease, any other disorder, anything that happens to you that could potentially threaten your life, if your brain is going against your hard wiring that goes back to hunter-gatherer, right? Our brain is supposed to keep us alive. That is it. So if that's not happening, there is something very, very wrong. And it is not weakness. It is not a matter of strength. It's not a matter of real men don't kill themselves or real people or strong people don't kill themselves. That's not it. There is something biochemically wrong that you deserve to address so that you can stay alive and then add whatever happiness you can to your life through your experiences and how you take care of yourself.
Emma, hit us with...
I hope that answered it. Okay.
Yeah. Hit us with, like, just give us three, because that's probably all we can remember at this point in time in the day. Give us three things that we can do to help get us in the right space we should be in.
Okay. First and foremost, I think people need to take an inventory. Like, how am I actually doing? If you do that with yourself, if you can do that with your best friend, if you can do that with a partner, like, literally do a wellness check. How am I doing? What, in what ways could I maybe be taking better care of my physical and mental health? Number two, men often appreciate things that are like action steps and physical actions that you can take, right?
Yep.
So good news is exercise and doing something physical is good for your mental health. Again, so long as you have intentionality. So exercising, going for walks, doing boxing classes, doing healthy ways to get out anger, right? Physically moving your body is good for your mental health. And if you can do that on a regular basis, in general, your mental health will be better. And three, for the love of God, please go to therapy. Even if you go once a month, even if you go once a week for 3 months and you just kind of recheck yourself, just go talk to somebody else and see how you like it. See how you like just being able to have someone to talk about things with, whether you think you should have all these major issues or not. Just go talk to somebody else who can't, who all their entire job is to just sit there and hold space for you and let you talk about whatever you need to talk about. Just holding space for people who are talking about their own experiences and their own emotions is therapeutic and will help your mental health.
Emma Richards is with Moving Mountains Mental Health. Just based on the text messages that we're reading right now from guys, and we know they're guys sending them to us. This is hitting deep. Emma, where do
good.
People...
Good, I hope it does.
Where do people find you and reach out to you online?
Moving Mountains Holistic Wellness on Facebook. We'll link you to my website.
Moving Mountains Holistic Wellness on Facebook, and we'll link to your website from there. Emma, thank you.
Yes. Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful day.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.